From the News Center, a News Focus.
Pennsylvania, like many other states, have not been immune to the recent wave of anti-Semitic acts and rhetoric, and the state is working to prevent incidents of anti-Semitism. Research by the Anti-Defamation League recorded 349 incidents in Pennsylvania in 2022, a 23% decrease from 2021. Hillary Levine with the American Jewish Committee says the National Strategy to Counter Anti-Semitism plan is a step in the right direction.
Essentially, the president wants to boost federal funding to help Jewish institutions offset their own costs of bolstering physical security, let's say, of a synagogue.
Levine adds the national strategy includes more than 100 action items that federal agencies can take and 100 more that institutions such as universities and local governments can take on to combat anti-Semitism. Levine says another important aspect of the national strategy is a focus on the needs of Jewish students. She notes the national strategy calls on states, cities, and school districts to expand information, digital, and media literacy education to address online misinformation, including those related to anti-Semitism.
Included in the strategy is a piece saying that the Department of Education should launch an awareness campaign for elementary schools through college, highlighting those schools' obligation to seriously address complaints of harassment based on essentially Jewish ancestry.
Levine says, if you see something, then say something and report anti-Semitism incidents to Pennsylvania law enforcement and the statewide Human Relations Commission, which tracks and responds to hate crimes. She adds that the Anti-Defamation League also tracks anti-Semitic crimes and can help direct individuals to the correct law enforcement office. I'm Danielle Smith,